Broward County Planning Council regular meeting and public hearing for March 24th to order. Please, if everyone would stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, Commissioner Richard Blatner is going to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could have the roll call, please.
Commissioner Richard Blatner.
Here.
Commissioner Mark Bogan. Commissioner Angelo Castillo. Mr. Neil DeJesus. Mr. Thomas H. D. Corrigo.
Here.
Mr. Charles F. Fink.
Here.
Mr. Michael Friedel.
Here.
Commissioner Bill Gantz.
Here.
Commissioner Michelle J. Gomez.
Good morning.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
Here.
Ms. Mary D. Graham. Mr. Richard Grasso.
Here.
Commissioner Michael S. Long. Vice Mayor Rita Mack. Mr. Robert McColgan.
Here.
Mr. Bernard Parnas.
Here.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan. Mayor Daniel J. Sturmer.
Here.
Ms. Ann Castro, Chair.
Here. If I could have a motion to excuse Commissioner Castillo, Mayor Ryan, Commissioner Long, and Commissioner Bogan.
So moved.
All who provided email correspondence that they were not going to be here. And is there anybody else to add to that list that's corresponded or communicated?
There's no excuse absence request, but I know that Ms. Graham, we've been communicating with her, she's going to phone in. So last time this happened, she had some problems phoning in, so we'll just keep an eye out if we hear her about.
Okay, and if she doesn't make it in, we will include her in the motion.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing carries unanimously. Thank you all very much. Okay, we're going back now to the original agenda approval, C2, March 16th, plat reviews for traffic way plans compliance. There's nothing there, correct?
Correct.
From the meeting?
Move the consent agenda.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Council's report?
None today, Madam Chair, but next week we'll endeavor to provide a summary of the land use and government-related.
Next month?
Legislature. We're reviewing them. Wasn't the most active session, which may be a good thing.
Yeah.
But we'll provide you a summary of what did happen.
Thank you. Executive Director's report?
Good morning, thank you so much. A couple of items of information. First, I'd like to introduce Robert Modis. He's our new planner, and he comes to us from the private sector. And we welcome him, he's been with us for a few weeks, and so you'll be seeing his face over hopefully the next several years.
Welcome.
Welcome.
So welcome.
It's a good team.
Also, I want to just talk a minute about the Pantry of Broward fundraiser that we've done. We've gotten over 100 pounds of food through our staff donations, and between the staff wearing jeans today, or just making a donation, we've raised, and planning council members matching and planning council contributions, we have close to $500 that we raised just for today.
Excellent.
So we'll drop that contribution off at the pantry this afternoon, because it's our understanding that the holiday weekends are especially busy there. So thanks to everyone for participating and supporting the effort and giving us the go-ahead for the casual jean with our business attire.
Before you move on, one of the questions was asked, could the council do the casual jean? I didn't want to make a commitment, because different people have different sensitivities to a level of dress when they're in a body like this, or a commission or a council. I'm just going to ask you all really quickly, are there any objections in the future if they want to do this, that the council members can also wear their jeans or do whatever? No objections? Nobody has anything about, it's got to be, you know, formal dress?
Okay.
Perfect, so feel free to include the council next time.
Okay, thank you so much, thanks for everyone's participation and support. The other item of information is just related to Broward Next. I want to let everyone know, we're having an ad hoc steering committee meeting on Monday morning, and at that meeting, we'll be reviewing those first four topics: redevelopment, attainable housing, multimodal transportation, and renewed intergovernmental partnership. We'll be going through the more detailed information information about how we're proceeding with the drafts. And then the next piece will be the remaining three items: post-disaster redevelopment, climate resilience planning, and environmental protection. So what we're anticipating for a future schedule for Planning Council public hearing is we're looking at possibility of May, June, June, July. So traditionally, we have canceled the July Planning Council meeting, but we want to hold that date open this year in case we need to have a public hearing related to Broward Neck specifically. And then subsequent to the first public hearing at the Planning Council, we would be proceeding to transmittal at the County Commission and probably handling that through a series of one or two meetings and maybe some workshops, because there is a lot of information that's going to be involved with moving this forward. So I just want to give you that informational update.
And the meeting Monday is at 9 a.m.?
It's at 9 a.m. in room 430.
Down the hall.
The final item is the additional agenda material that was included in the package. Many of you are aware that the county reviews its charter approximately every 10 years. And so the Charter Review Commission was seated last summer by the County Commission. They each appointed two members, so that makes 18. And then the 19th member was appointed at large by the County Commission. They've just hired their executive director in the month of February and held their meeting where they got their subcommittees. So they've organized four subcommittees, and that was attached to the additional agenda material. Land use has ended up as a topic on two of those subcommittees. I spoke with the executive director this week, and there's no formal agenda yet for the meetings on April 5th or 8th where land use is a topic. I will be attending those meetings, and in the future subcommittee meetings will have agendas set, so we will know and be aware if land use and the discussion is part of that conversation. And I don't know if Ms. Castro wants to add anything to that.
Yeah, there's a couple things. One, I think Barbara has a good suggestion. If we have any members of this council who would volunteer to become point people on those subcommittees, meaning, okay, we're going to take everybody just in case somebody can't show up. We want to make sure we have somebody in the room at all times. And the reason being, let the record reflect that Commissioner Mack has arrived too, by the way. We want to make sure that we have ears on it, and Ms. Blakemore and I were discussing this before the meeting. If they take an action that needs to come back to the council, not needs to, but should come back to the council for consideration, discussion, debate, that we might make a recommendation or object to it or do something else, we want people in there who know the conversation, know what was said, know why they came to the conclusion they did, and so forth. And we're assuming this process will play out for the next several months. So we're looking for regular attendance at these meetings for a long period of time. I'm hearing 3 years over here. I wasn't part of the last charter review, so this isn't new to me. But that's okay. I know that's on the ballot in 2018 or something like that, correct, the questions. So we just want to make sure we have assigned people who are supposed to be around there. And then if something happens, we can have time at the council to come back and digest it and consider it and take any other action that we deem appropriate. So
for the upcoming meetings for April 5th and 8th, I saw Commissioner Gomez, Mayor Sturmer, and Mr. DiGiorgio very interested in this topic. I'm sorry, and School Board Member Good, let me add you to the list. I can send the emails as we receive the agendas and the announcement information out to the full council, and then I can just assure you that if one of them has been able to make a commitment to attend that subcommittee. And the other thing that I mentioned to Ms. Castro was that when I spoke with the executive director, right now there isn't an agenda. I believe that these first subcommittee meetings may not be specific to the topic, so it would be a very good idea to be in attendance at that. Then for future meetings, we will be aware if land use is one of the topics. We've expressed our commitment to making any presentations and being available to answer questions at these meetings, so we're on, you know, we're ready to go if they need anything at all with that. So
another suggestion I made, and I'm assuming they're considering this, is they're going to be apparently having these meetings across the county at various locations and places, which means sometimes web streaming might not be available or possible. So I've suggested that we go back to the Charter Review Board and at least the very least have every meeting on a conference bridge that people can listen in, not engage, but listen in, so that if you want to sit in your office or sit in your car, do whatever, and hear them discuss the issues, whoever you are in Broward County, you should be able to do that. So she will take that suggestion back to them as well and see if they can manage that.
And some of the county commissioners.
Because there's a phone everywhere.
And some of the county commissioners have already voiced their concern about it not being in this building and not being able to be streamed and, to your point.
Right.
And carried, so that's been raised by members of the county commission already.
The one thing we know, there's a phone everywhere. So they can do that. So that we're good with. Any questions about the charter review process or anything for the staff or the team? No, you know, along with Broward Next, this is a huge thing, and not just how it pertains to what we do here, but obviously the entire county. We've been talking about changing the makeup of the county commission and that sort of thing. So hopefully all of Broward County is tuning in and paying attention, and we'll be ready to, you know, voice their concerns or support using their vote. So, because it will eventually come back around, and it's important. Anything else?
That's all today for the director's report.
Okay, thank you. Correspondence we've kind of already handled with the absentees. We're on to the public hearing agenda and the quasi-judicial hearings. Has anybody been contacted by any of the applicants if we need to disclose for either quasi or non-quasi-judicial hearings? I'm doing my Angela Castillo moment, excuse me. Who, by the way, I understand is in Cuba.
Yeah.
So God bless him, and I hope his trip is safe and he travels well and gets to reconnect to his family and his roots, because that's an important trip to take. That's a good thing. Anybody? Okay, do we... Go ahead.
PH 1 through 7, there's no one signed in to speak from the public, only applicants for questions only. And then I would also note that PH 2, the waiver to the Broward County's traffic plan, and PH 7, the amendment to the Broward County traffic ways plan, were considered by the Land Use Traffic Ways Committee immediately preceding this meeting, and they recommended approval of both items.
Move PH 1 and PH 7 with staff's recommendations, understanding the two items heard at the traffic ways.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, do we have any polls from two? That was 1 and 7 or 2 and 7?
1 through 7.
Oh, 1. You pulled them all.
He said 1 through 7. He said them all. Yeah. He said them all.
That's what I was. I thought he said 1 and 7 too. I was like, but she said it was 2 and 7. So I'm like, okay, back up here a little bit.
No, 1 through 7. Understanding
okay, so,
2 and 7 were the.
Just so we're sure. Does anybody have any polls before we. Redo that vote real quick so that we understand it. Any polls? Otherwise, this is going to be a really fast meeting. Anybody have anything else they want to talk about before we all break up the call? Well, I'm just going to do it before we call a vote. I hope everybody has a happy holiday and a happy Easter.
Holidays.
And you know, it's a time, obviously, for family and spring and renewal. I hope we'll all keep in mind, again, we had an issue in Belgium, an issue, that's a pathetic way for me to express it, a situation in Belgium, which is obviously the world over. So I hope, whether you're religious or not, people will pray for Belgium and support Belgium as they, other countries have supported us in our times when we've had terrorist attacks. But not, in the meantime, with the holiday, what it is and a lot of what it represents to people as far as renewal of life and spring and whatever, I hope everybody and your families enjoy it and have a good time and take a moment to you know, appreciate what we have, especially in this country, because we're very fortunate. So everybody have a happy Easter. I don't know what other holidays are coming up. Is there another holiday during this week at Passover?
Yep.
A good Passover next meeting. I thought that was a little further out. And any other holiday that's tied to the spring renewal. I hope everyone has a good time and be safe. Now, is there anything else? Anybody else want to speak up? Wish happy holidays? No? Okay, all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, carries unanimously. We stand adjourned. Thank you all very much.